You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our guest in this half hour is Dr. Carolyn Siderquist. She is a nationally recognized and expert in the field of weight loss and metabolism. She is the director of the Siderquist Medical Wellness Center and Bistro MD, which is an innovative home diet delivery program. And she helps people transform their bodies through metabolism correction and weight loss. And so Dr. Siderquist runs the Siderquist Medical Wellness Center. And what they do is they partner with their patients to create a transformation, really, in terms of helping people work with their metabolism to lose weight and to improve how they feel. So she's been doing this for a number of years and been getting excellent results. We're just getting her on the line here. Dr. Siderquist, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about how you first got interested in metabolism and why it makes so much difference in people's lives.
Well, I got interested in metabolism for several reasons. The first is almost everyone in my family struggles with significant weight problems. So when you're surrounded by that and you look into any of the medical literature, it says if two of your parents are overweight, it's 80% likely you will be. So that, of course, was a driving thing for me, even from a young age. Mm-hmm. You know, is this my destiny? Mm-hmm. And I found exercise early in college and changed my diet. Maybe back then I didn't know what I was doing, but I certainly ate less and ate differently than my parents and didn't gain weight. But when I became a physician, a practicing family doctor, what I found is that the majority of my patients had medical conditions related to weight, high blood pressure, diabetes, even gynecologic issues with irregular cycles and all of that related to carrying excess weight. And as I wrote prescription after prescription, because I'm a classically trained medical physician, you know, and the amount of time we have with patients, that's kind of how we do it, you know, medications. Mm-hmm. I would speak to my patients and say, you know, if you lost 30 pounds, you probably wouldn't need any of this stuff. None of my patients ever said, I'm very happy being 30 pounds overweight. You know, I want to just keep taking medicines. They all would say, I want to lose weight. I've tried to lose weight. I've done many things. Either I can't lose or it's very, very difficult. I've kind of given up. Or can you help me lose weight? Mm-hmm. And that's how I got into it.
You know, it's an interesting coming from a doctor's perspective, because although I don't have a weight problem, my mother-in-law would go to her doctor and she'd have, you know, whatever issue, ache, joints or whatever. And her doctor would say, you need to lose 30 pounds or 20 pounds. And she'd come home and she'd be so mad at the doctor because the doctor, you know, it's not that she wasn't trying and she was eating pretty good. So, you know, like you said, it has sometimes to do with genetics or you know, some of these other things. Now, you're talking about metabolism dysfunction. What is metabolism dysfunction?
Metabolism dysfunction is a metabolic condition that I have found affects 89% of the patients that I see in my medical practice.
89.
That's what I found over a study of my patients over 1 year, looking at all of their lab work. 89% of people came in who said, I want help losing weight. I find it difficult. I've been trying. I can't lose. Had evidence of this lab abnormality, which we've called metabolic dysfunction. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a well-established condition in the medical community, but we call it insulin resistance. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
And the thing is, insulin resistance means nothing to anyone. Because insulin resistance, what is that? It makes us think of insulin syringes and needles and all of these different things. But essentially, it's a problem with carbohydrate metabolism. And it develops as we get older, as we go through hormone change like menopause. It develops due to the effects of certain medications. And certainly, people can have a predisposition due to genetics. We've also found that vitamin and mineral deficiencies play a role. So what I find is that the majority of my patients who find it very hard to lose weight have metabolism dysfunction, and it hasn't been diagnosed. So they just find that, wow, I have intense sugar cravings, and I eat a full meal, and I'm still hungry afterwards, and I find myself going off and having a candy bar, even though I promised myself I wouldn't. They most likely have a metabolic condition that's driving some of that behavior and making it very difficult to lose weight.
Has this metabolic condition always, you know, has it been here in the history of mankind, or is it something that is because of what's going on in, you know, in our lives today, more persistent?
For sure. For sure, it is definitely something that is increasing with our modern environment. You know, the foods that we have, but also the lack of physical activity that we don't always necessarily do by choice. It's the way it is. You know, we get paid to sit and work at desks and things like that, you know, versus tilling the field. We found people with an extraordinarily high degree of insulin resistance, like the Pima Indians, you know, 200 years ago didn't have the severe insulin resistance and diabetes because they worked in the fields, you know, whatever, 20 hours a day or something like that, which we just don't do anymore. But they have that underlying genetic predisposition coupled with a more sedentary lifestyle and the food. So it's definitely a combination of all of that.
What about medication?
Yeah, what we know is that certain medications can bring this on. Some of the strong medicines that are needed for psychiatric things, like medicines for schizophrenia, you know, very, very potent inducers of this. Now, luckily, not that many people take those medicines, but even some other medicines for depression or high blood pressure, you know, can bring on these issues. And even medicines like steroids, which sometimes people need to take for various inflammatory conditions. Even beta blockers that are used a lot for heart disease and blood pressure. And some of these medicines are really, really important. Like, they may be the best treatment option out there for people. But realizing if somebody's on that, that we need to do these other things to counter the effect.
Now, you know, when we talk about insulin resistance, we think about being an issue of the pancreas. But you talk about in your book that it's a thyroid issue.
No, that's actually not correct. It's not a thyroid issue. Insulin resistance is a problem at the layer of the muscle cell. What it means is that the body is able to produce insulin. That's what's produced by the pancreas. So the person is not a type 1 diabetic, but that our muscle cells, the cells of our body, are resistant to the action, the receptors that allow insulin to attach and then allow glucose to enter so our cells have energy, they're defective. And they become defective or resistant with increasing age, hormone change, some of these medications and vitamin and mineral deficiencies. But the good news about that is that resistance can be reversed with weight loss, with dietary change, with increasing exercise, with improving vitamin D levels. There's a lot of things we can do that can change this dysfunctional resistance at the level of our cells, where our cells aren't allowing in the nutrition because our pancreases are still working fine.
We're talking with Dr. Carolyn Cedarquist about her book, The MD Factor Diet. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to find out what you can do in 2 weeks to correct your metabolism.